We talked yesterday on the show about the soon-to-open Crossrail line in London, which will travel along a 73-mile stretch through 26 miles of tunnel under the city and is expected to open on budget and on time. Compare that to what's happening in New York City, where the opening of the 2nd Avenue subway line has been plagued with delays since it was first proposed in 1919, almost 100 years ago. Joining us now is Kate Hines, who covers transportation for WNYC. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Jeremy.
So let's start with the 2nd Avenue subway, because this has been going on for decades, but it was supposed to open later this year. Is it going to happen?
That is the $4.5 billion question. The MTA is still sticking by its estimates that the system will open in December. However, every month at MTA board meetings, they have an independent engineer come in and evaluate the construction progress. And every month for the past several months, the estimates have been getting more and more dire, with the engineer saying things like, well, you're going to really have to step up construction. So it sounded fairly dire last month, like the MTA would have to devote dozens, hundreds, if not, you know, more workers to put on the job. But you know, the MTA says it's going to be in place in December, but we'll see.
And how unusual is this for a new subway line, an entire line, to open in New York?
Oh, my gosh. This is the first construction of a new subway line in many, many decades in New York City.
And what's the reason for that? Is it just cost, that people want to do it, but it's just too expensive?
Yeah. As you know, the 2nd Avenue subway has been talked about since before the Great Depression, which is part of the reason it got derailed in the first place. And it's been resurrected over the decades. Part of the problem with the 2nd Avenue subway is that, you know, the city announced that it was going to construct it, and then it tore down the elevated lines on 2nd and 3rd Avenue, you know, in the 40s and the 50s, to make way for the subway, which didn't get built, which meant the existing subway line on the east side of Manhattan just got incredibly congested. Now people are saying, you know, we have this little stub of a line that's only going to go from 63rd to 96th. We really need the whole line built out. And the MTA is saying, look, you know, now we're building a subway system where things already exist. We have to move utilities. You know, we have a lot more regulations right in place than when the subway system was built over 100 years ago.
So how much of a difference will it make to have even that little sliver? Because there are a lot of people who live in that part of Manhattan.
There are a lot of people who live in that part of Manhattan. The subway line that serves the east side of Manhattan now, the Lexington Avenue line, is the most crowded transit line in the entire country. It serves something like 1.3 million riders a day. The MTA hopes that the 2nd Avenue subway will serve about 200,000 daily riders. But, you know, there's some doubt being cast upon those estimates. And part of the problem is, even when the line opens in December, if it opens in December, it will have headways of 8 minutes, meaning people have to wait 8 minutes between trains. And part of that has to do with the way the system is constructed in terms of interlockings and switches. But part of that has to do with the MTA just doesn't have the subway car rolling stock that it needs to really put all of these trains in service.
All right, let's talk about the other big story going on with the MTA right now, which is that they're going to have to close down a tunnel, a very important tunnel, on the L train, which takes people from Manhattan to Brooklyn and back, for a long period of time to repair damage from Hurricane Sandy.
Right. This is called the Canarsie Tube. It takes the L train under the East River between Brooklyn and Manhattan. And like many other tunnels that go under the rivers in New York City, it got flooded during Sandy, which meant that millions and millions of gallons of East River water inundated the system. Even though it drained out and the system was dried out, there were corrosive salts left behind that got into the electrical systems and into the concrete. And now you have the concrete bench wall is crumbling. There are increasing signal failures. And the MTA says, look, the only way we can really get in there and to replace it and to fix it is to take the tunnel basically down to the studs and rebuild it from the inside out.
But what does that mean for the riders during that period of time?
It means 18 months of no L train service between Brooklyn and Manhattan. None at all. But, you know, it's not going to take place until the beginning of 2019. So the city and the state and the MTA all have to work pretty closely on what the alternatives are going to be to get these people around.
Well, and because it doesn't have to happen until 2019, and it's now been a number of years since Hurricane Sandy, so presumably they've known that they were going to have to do something like this for a little while. And I'm sure that the people at the MTA, if they hear me say this, will say he's crazy. But was there ever a talk about just building a second tunnel to be open while this tunnel is under construction? Can they do that in a number of years?
they can't do it by the time the Canarsie Tunnel crumbles, essentially. You know, that was something that was on the table and talked about. It's financially not feasible, and the environmental impact statement and the environmental regulation process basically makes it a non-starter.
Kate, after talking to you and after our conversation yesterday with a representative from the Tube in London talking about this big Crossrail project that they're building, it sounds to me, and you tell me if I'm wrong, like in London, they are planning for the future, and in New York, they're trying to keep up with the past.
That's pretty true. It's pretty hard to build new subway lines here in New York City because every time someone gets an idea and says, gosh, it would be great to have this line, there's some financial downturn. And part of the problem is it's so hugely expensive to construct underground infrastructure here in the city. And a couple of people have looked at this and wondered why this is. And, you know, some people have floated the idea that part of it is because so much is happening at once. At the same time the MTA is building the Second Avenue subway system, the Port Authority is trying to build a new PATH train terminal at the World Trade Center. People are starting to bid out the Gateway Tunnel, which is the rail tunnel that goes under the Hudson River that Amtrak owns. So there's a lot of competing infrastructure happening. Oh, the MTA is also building East Side Access, which brings rail from Long Island Railroad into Grand Central Terminal. So these huge things are already happening, which kind of means your labor pool is shorter and costs are going up.
And yet there is a record number of people riding the MTA right now.
Yeah, it's almost 6 million daily riders on the subway system, you know, on basically what is the same subway system that was in place in the 70s and 80s when about 4 million people rode it every day.
That's Kate Hines, who covers transportation for WNYC in New York City. Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you.